Thousands of people at the north end of New Zealand's North Island have been forced to evacuate as the tail end of what was Cyclone Debbie continues to cause major flooding. Landslides have closed or blocked scores of roads after 2 days of heavy rain. More than a week after Cyclone Debbie wreaked havoc across Queensland and New South Wales, the storm system has now found its way to Aotearoa. Over the past 2 days, heavy rain and strong winds have caused flooding, landslides, power cuts and road closures on the country's North Island. The town of Edgecumbe has declared a state of emergency after the nearby Rangitaiki River breached its banks. Whakatane District Council spokesman Ross Boreham has told Television New Zealand the town has been evacuated. He says massive amounts of water from upper catchments continue to head towards the town.
So we decided to evacuate the township of Edgecumbe, which is a little under 2,000 people. People are self-evacuating now. Police and fire service are also involved. We're asking people to go to either friends or relatives in areas which outside the inundation zone, or to come into a welfare centre here in Whakatane. Essentially, we're thinking that the entire town area will be subject to some level of flooding and that it's safer and smarter to get people out now.
Whakatane Mayor Tony Bond has told Radio New Zealand he has grave concerns for what he calls a 1-in-500-year event.
There is danger with the volumes of water coming down the river. It's huge, 500-year event. And with a breach of the stop bank, yes, it's got grave concerns for the township of Edgecumbe. From my report, I've just had one of my senior councillors ring in that was out of Edgecumbe, and there's a concrete wall on College Road near the school, and sounds like that has just breached. There is a wall of water going through Edgecumbe at the moment.
Okay.
The water has quickly begun flowing into homes. One group of men found they could do little more than stand on the edge of their flooded street and watch.
Tough, bro.
Not very good, eh?
Yeah. House is gone, but family's safe. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
I saw you guys walking out. Did you not have much time? Tell me about...
We had a bit of time. We got out straight away. As soon as I saw coming down my road, I was out. And I went, not a time, forgot my dog. So I just come back to get him.
This woman says she was caught by surprise at how quickly the situation unfolded.
We went from dancing and cleaning the house to rushing out here on the four-wheel drive to pick up my parents and check that they're all right and everything. They seem to be all right. There's a little bit of panic because their neighbours are elderly. They're trying to lift everything up higher so it doesn't get damaged.
Edgecumbe residents have been told they may not be able to return to their homes for at least 3 days. The nearby Whakatane River has also reached its highest level, with the townships of Taneatua and Waimana both cut off. New Zealand's capital, Wellington, has also experienced its heaviest rainfall in a single day this past year. Television New Zealand reporter Caitlin Ruddock describes the scene in the suburb of Newtown where the extreme conditions caused a landslide.
The weather last night got so bad that it created this landslip here, which has actually taken a chunk of the road with it. It has smashed the water mains, the gas mains, the piping and power. It's cut power to at least two properties. And you'll also see a car teetering on the edge of the road here. There is some more heavy rainfall to come later, but in the meantime, it is affecting traffic around the region at the moment. A lot of surface flooding.
New Zealand's mountainous terrain makes its roads susceptible to landslides, and many regions are still recovering from a 7.8 magnitude earthquake in November last year. Authorities are still searching for a man who went missing in a swollen river.